Chairman, we had an exchange at the Macquarie Airport's AGM earlier in the year. I was advocating some governance changes which you were resisting, including resisting a disclosure of the MAP management contract. Since then, the ASX has released a guidance note encouraging greater disclosure of things like management contracts, and the broader Macquarie House has, to a degree, got with the program, with MIG and MAP announcing some reasonable reforms to improve the governance structure. Why hasn't Macquarie Media been involved in any of that positive governance reform program, such that we're still sitting today with a Bermudan triple stapled poison pill, can't sack the directors, governance nightmare that is contributing to our share price depression because there's a capital strike on against vehicles such as this one with their appalling governance structure?
Thank you, Mr. Mayne, for that unemotional question. Once I remove the adjectives and get back to the substance, the question you're asking, firstly, as I understand it, is why has not MMG changed its structure at this point in time? Since I am the chairman of Macquarie Airports, which is incidental to my role here, the changes that were announced for the three Macquarie infrastructure funds were announced as specific and related to the market circumstances of those three funds. And I think, as we all agree, media is somewhat different from infrastructure. Substantially different from infrastructure. But the substance that you're talking to, I mean, the Macquarie Airports funds still maintain their stapled nature. They still have a Bermuda board structure. That hasn't changed. You are quite right in saying that disclosure, the management agreements were disclosed in full as part of those changes. That is the case also for Macquarie Media. The Macquarie Media agreements are available in full, and I think, as I recall from the media commentary in regard to the infrastructure funds management agreements, the generality of the comments was, once this information was released, oh hell, there's really nothing terribly surprising in here. What they've been telling us in terms of their summaries to the market, they've actually been telling the truth. And I'm glad to reaffirm to you, Mr. Mayne, that that applies equally to Macquarie Media. So I don't think that there is a need. Certainly our board hasn't considered a need to make any changes. We have a majority of independent directors. And there, I recall it, I think the media generally, in listening to Ray Martin recently, was bemoaning the fact that the media sector was increasingly going to structures which relate to corporate governance, which have very little relevance to effective management in the media sector. I don't know, there seems to be differing views, but a substantial number of journalists seem to like the structures which existed, which were somewhat specialised for the media. So we don't see any need at this stage for any further change. Supplementary? Or is it a new question?
Ray Martin's talking about the proprietor model, not a triple stapled poison pilled Bermudan model. It was the proprietor model of having a Packer or a Murdoch sitting there as a controlling person rather than professional funds.
I thought he was in favour of a strong shareholder, controlling shareholder model. That's what I took. I mean, I didn't think he got on to triple stapled security Bermudan funds because probably he couldn't get into the detail of Mr. Packer or Mr. Murdoch in that regard.
Interesting.
Now, but I don't know.
Your comment about you've disclosed the management agreement, I guess the biggest governance problem with your model at the moment is that few of us who've watched the share price tank, have seen you help yourself to $11.5 million in fees last year, would perhaps like to remove the manager. We don't think you've done a very good job. Can you please tell us, under your structure, how the owners of this business could go about doing that?
Well, in terms of the base fee, as you, I think, are well aware, that base fee is provided for the substantial range of services that the Macquarie Group provides, both in terms of personnel and services to the Macquarie Media Group. And whether there would be a change of manager or not, the arrangements provide for some continuation in regard to the externalisation of management. But in terms of, I haven't heard other than from yourself here today, from any shareholders, either at this meeting or earlier, anyone that's actively agitating for a change of manager. But are you telling me today that there is such a move? I mean, you're asserting that you might have such a view, but I thought you mentioned that you were a small shareholder.
Well, I once tried to run for the MIG board and was told that I couldn't under the Bermudan rules.
But you can now.
And yeah, but I guess the point here, I mean, Chairman, I have no problems with having a strong base shareholder. Macquarie Bank can sit there with 25%, terrific. Have absolutely no problems with Macquarie being paid a fee or managing. The issue here is the super voting shares that the manager has and the fact that a number of the directors do not come up for election, and effectively you have an entrenched management arrangement through ASX waivers, poison pills, super voting shares and directors who don't come up for election that limits our ability to remove you for poor performance. That is at the heart of the issue here. So can you deal specifically with why it is any good for us shareholders to have a structure where we cannot remove the manager or individual directors like any other normally listed ASX company, which can be held to account by its shareholders in a regular share meeting, in regular contested elections?
Well, all I can say, Mr. Mayne, is that in our prospectus and in the subsequent disclosure we have made, these arrangements and agreements were clearly set out. So there's been full disclosure and full knowledge, and nothing has changed. Now, you can have a difference of opinion, as I say, in terms of whether you think this is a good idea or a bad idea. But the fact is, there has been full disclosure. I do take moderate exception to your word that the company's been badly managed. Because I think, as we have outlined today in Mr. Dorney's presentation, but if you read the annual report, we would contend that the company is very well managed. I have no doubt, though, as I've expressed, we have deep disappointment at the level of our share price. But I'm sure if you spoke to the chairman of Fairfax Media, chairman of News Media, chairman of Channel 10, they all are suffering deep disappointment at the level of their share price. Are you going to their meetings and suggesting their management be changed at the moment? Not whether they can be, but they are going and suggesting that they should be.
Yeah, I'll be at Fairfax on November 13. Yeah, it's a good point. But we're dealing with Macquarie Media here.
I watch with interest.
I had a guy in New York at Rupert's meeting 2 weeks ago. I think that you're not answering the... I mean, I guess what I'll put to you, Chairman, is that one of the reasons that our share price has fallen so far is this notion of a governance discount and a capital strike. There's no issue with disclosure. You did disclose that you had this triple staple Bermudan special. We all know about it, and that's the problem. Everyone knows about it, and everyone hates it, and no one will invest in your stock, and your stock goes through the floor as a result. Your responsibility as a director is to maximise the share price, and it seems to be as plain as the nose on your face, Chairman, that if you internalised management and adopted a more normal governance structure such that this company could be taken over or the manager could be removed, you would get a re-rating and we would all be better off. So why isn't the board exploring that option of adopting a governance structure which is in line with market expectations about accountability and governance and chasing the re-rating that would flow from that change?
I appreciate your passionate views on this particular aspect. I dispute your view that this is the reason for the substantial weakness of Macquarie Media Group's share price. Now, we have a difference of view there. I doubt if any other commentator shares your view that governance is the principal reason why Macquarie Media's stock is currently at a substantial discount to its asset backing. However, you're entitled to have that view. We have a different view. As we've outlined today, we believe the most important thing we can do to maintain and improve shareholder value is to review our balance sheet and to ensure that it remains strong until the world starts to move out of the current sacrifices of fear and loathing of equity markets and moves back to a more rational basis of operation. And maybe some of the points you raise can be considered within that context. But we all know, and I hesitate to put this to you, that the balance at the moment in regard to equity pricing is irrational fear and credit restriction. I can say no more than that. We have a difference of view.
Okay, last two, Chairman, on general business. Can you tell the meeting what the ASX waivers were that we were given for our triple staple Bermudan structure? And can you also deal with this issue around the management fee that will be paid? My understanding of the management contract at the moment is that because our market cap is less than our net cash balance, we won't actually, Macquarie won't actually be entitled to any fee under this current arrangement when the cash is higher than the market cap. Is that right?
I'll ask Buckley to comment. Liam, take the microphone.
Apologies. So you are correct insofar as the base fee is calculated in reference to the net investment value that's set out in the management agreement. So we take the market capitalisation, deduct the cash on hand of the fund level to calculate that. If that was a negative amount, the fee would be zero.
And paying back the term debt using cash, as you've announced this morning, would actually also have the effect of meaning that a fee would be applicable.
It would be calculated at each of the quarters on that basis, as I set out.
Right. So the board has announced today a capital management initiative, which, by the by, will change the structure in its current situation to no fee being payable, no base fee being payable, to a fee being payable.
I think we mustn't get ahead of ourselves, Mr. May. The board has announced today that it will undertake a thoroughgoing review with a view to forming a view on what is the best interest of shareholders in regard to its capital structure going forward, and will make an announcement in approximately 6 weeks' time of the result of that review. Now, you may well be able to jump over that particular analysis, but the board does not intend to. We intend to be well informed.